Peabody volleyball coach Lisa Keen is with us here on MSO News Sports. Coach, congrats. You guys are off to a great start here.
Thank you. Thank you. I think so.
Absolutely. Well, tell us, why the great start? I mean, you only had three players coming back from last year's team. So how are you doing it?
I think it stems from actually last year's team setting the tone and those three players working off that tone of working hard, really reaching down deep at times and taking this team now places that it hasn't been. We worked really, really hard in practice, and we always choose different things from a game situation, things that didn't go well, and we work the next day on any of those things.
Tell me about a few of your key players and their roles on the team. And maybe it'd be helpful for our listeners even. I mean, it's a great sport to watch, but sometimes people may not know the roles that some of the players have on the team.
Okay. So definitely I would go with my setter first. That's Abby Betancourt. She is the quarterback of the team, if you want to use football analogy.
That's helpful for me, yeah.
And she's honestly probably the most knowledgeable on the team when it comes to volleyball intelligence. She's really been working hard since she was a young kid, and I really count on her as almost a second coach as well. And her sister, Lizzie Betancourt, is also probably one of the next best knowledgeable girls on the team. And she's really good at being very patient with those girls that are really learning. But she also is an incredible hard worker. If she's in the gym, she wants to run a play 100 times so that she gets better and better. She's amazing that way. Kayla Landry, which is she's a middle hitter, and she's my other captain. She has a role on the team of really making sure everybody's included and making sure everybody's on top of whatever it is we're doing. She's a positive role model in every way, besides on the court, also, you know, off the court. I would say as of everybody else, they're just it's one unit. It really, really is one unit, making each other better, keeping each other focused, keeping each other having fun.
Yeah.
Really, that's what it's all about in the end, is everybody having fun. Otherwise, you look back on this and it's miserable.
How about a player or two that has made progress either from last year to this year or even from the start of this year to now? We are just over halfway through the regular season here. So is there somebody like that or a couple of players like that?
Oh, absolutely. Definitely the three players I just mentioned have made huge strides since last year. But I would have to say Sydney Lynch, she is the libero. And that was not her original position when we first had tryouts this year and started our first couple games. But she really shone a lot in those games defensively. And so, you know, we did have to do a little jersey change and give it to somebody else. But even the person we took the jersey away from, and that is Carly Chouinard, she accepted her next role immediately, you know, without the bat of an eye, and now she's changed her role, and she's also improved tremendously. I would say on service and on her defense, Carly's really stepped it up a lot. We have Ava Ruffing, who didn't play a lot last year. She was injured, bad shoulder injury, and she still suffers with that a lot. But she has completely made a huge difference in our game and how we play the game.
Go ahead, yeah.
Emma Lynch and Addie Merrill, they also took different roles this year and have shown, you know, especially with service.
You mentioned the term libero. What does that mean?
So libero is a defensive specialist that can only play back row. They can hit.
Okay.
They can try to kill the ball, but they can only do that from behind the 10-foot line. They can come in for any player back row and at any time. But they can only serve for one player. So the libero can serve, but they can serve for one player. But they are, this is something that happened, I'm going to say, about 15, 16 years ago.
Yeah.
We adopted that rule. And it's really changed the game when you're really stuck and somebody's struggling. You can take that player out, throw that player in. It doesn't count as a substitution.
Okay.
So that still allows you multiple substitutions at any time.
All right, so let me ask you about the Northeastern Conference now. Mm-hmm. The girls were saying the Danvers matchup was a tough one this year, or a great one. So maybe it's a two-part question here. But tell me the top teams, or the teams that right now, standings-wise, are the top teams. And maybe tell me more about your take on that Danvers game as well, which was here.
Yes. Danvers and Marblehead are definitely two of the top teams right now. One loss each. They haven't played each other yet. So that'll be a really great match, I'm sure. The Danvers match, we started two down to start, as well as the Newburyport game, which we also started two down to start the game. Danvers is always a great team, great coach by George Levasseur. And coming back from two down and winning the next three only showed me how much grit, how much the guts that my team has, and how they really had to dig deep and come back. You know, a lot of teams would like say, well, we're done. We've lost two. What's the point of the next one or the third or the fourth one? And they don't have that mindset at all.
I mean, it would be easy to think five matches. Come on, get out of here. There aren't going to be five sets here. But yeah. So I guess in practice the next day you're working on trying to get out to a quicker start after those games.
One would think so, but our next game was Newburyport, and we did the same exact thing. So it was back to back, down two, come back three. You know, and it's exhausting for the girls. You know, but that's what tournament play is going to be like. So to have a few of those games under our belt, it's not a bad thing, you know?
Not at all. You mentioned Marblehead, and that's your next match, Marblehead. So tell us, and that's on Tuesday.
Yes, another very well-coached team. They have some strong service, strong hitters. And, you know, just like us, they're working at their practices every single day, becoming better and better and better. So sometimes when you face another team the second time, it's not the same team you faced the first time. So we have to be mentally prepared, physically prepared for that.
Coach, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Lisa Keene, volleyball coach, Peabody High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.